Don't move around a lot. Ready? Introduce us, Jack.
Well, okay. Count
what
me
is
in.
This?
Okay. Count me in.
All right, ready?
Across Five, America
four,
with Robert Lamb.
3, 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome
you never
to
say
episode
the one.
39.
You never say the one. Okay. All right, let's try it one more time.
All right, cool.
Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for episode 39 of Across America. I am your host, Jack Austin, here, as always, Robert Lamb.
Good day.
We have been singing a song in this studio for the past 15 minutes?
I think so.
And we've got a skit that we will do for our Patreon listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to make you either laugh or unsubscribe from all of our social media and never listen to us again.
But either one.
We're risking it, though.
Yeah, either one. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Listen, well, we had to sit around for 15 minutes to let the air conditioning cool this
That's
room
right.
for
a
lot the of 5 seconds that it did.
A lot of people don't know this, but we actually record from
a
Satan's
volcano.
Butthole.
Yeah, I was going to say, the hottest place on Earth. It rained outside, and it still feels like we're in the desert.
It does. And I miss you, yeah. Like the deserts miss the rains. That's a song.
What is that? Ricky Iglesias?
Like the deserts miss the rains. And I miss you, yeah.
I don't know what that one is.
Like the deserts miss the rain.
Not ringing a bell.
God, what do we even bring you for?
Anyways, remember where I left off, Jack?
I do.
You want to make up some story right now? Or would you like
listen,
me to just get into the
listen.
Real thing?
You can just go with the real thing.
Okay. I'm going to get into the real thing. So I haven't mentioned like a lot of dates because I didn't always keep track of what day it was. But I did write down here because I realized at what point in time I'm still walking in Missouri along Highway 60, because that's I talked about last time I was with the lady who owned the motel, and she let me stay at her place, and she helped me as I passed through that long stretch to get to the highway. So I get to the highway, I'm on Highway 60, and it's September 30th. So I started May 8th, it's September 30th, and I'm still in Missouri, almost out. Got about a week left. Here goes Jack playing. Who sings it? I don't even know. It's a one-hit wonder, right?
It's definitely. It's a band called Everything But the Girl.
I did know that.
Uh-oh. Break it down for me.
There we go. Yeah.
This is it.
Yeah, that's it.
Now you know the song?
No, I knew it beforehand. I just like pretending I didn't.
Pass your door.
That's
our
so
listeners
that was,
are like, are they even talk?
You listened to that a lot, like when you went to the clubs, right?
I'm not gonna lie to you. When I was growing up, I lived with my father. May he rest in metal.
so not this.
He. No, he did not listen to metal. He listened to nothing but smooth jazz.
Nah.
Yeah. He had,
that's not smooth jazz.
It is.
That?
Yeah.
That is not jazz.
Well, stuff like that and smooth jazz.
Okay.
And, like, we would be rolling through the Burger King drive-thru, and that would be playing. I just look around like, oh, my God, I hate myself.
But you like that song because you downloaded it onto your phone.
This is YouTube.
No, don't play.
It's YouTube.
Don't play coy.
Okay, I downloaded it. So what if I listen to it when I work out?
It's okay if it's your
favorite. Talk about
song.
Your stupid walk that I love to hear about.
Jack's second favorite song is Sandstorm by Darude.
Incorrect. Incorrect. You could say my second favorite song could get knocked down.
But would it ever get up again? Yeah.
You're never going to keep my second favorite song down. For those of you who
you
just sang Chumbawamba in your head,
yeah.
Whoever is just sang Chumbawamba in your head, I love you.
I was hoping you were going to say Zombie Nation, the one that goes, oh,
Jesus.
No? Okay, back to the walk. Anyways, it's September 30th. I'm walking along Highway 60. Highway 60, I was trying to find a place, like, I have to cross the Mississippi River, like, in a week. So I'm like, I need to figure out a way to cross. Now, I could go a lot, like, go south, like pretty like steep, like straight south, and then cut over. Or I could follow 60, go north a bit to cross the Mississippi, but then cut back down through Kentucky and stuff. And that's what I ultimately decided to do, was that's the route I took. So I followed 60. Most of the time I was along 60, I just slept on the side of the road. And there was one moment, there was one point I remember being in a gas station, and I was just buying some Gatorades, and the lady at the cashier, she was helping this other guy in front of me, and he was a truck driver. And right when he left, because he had like a gas tank and stuff, and he like left with the carton, and she goes, "Oh my God, I can't believe that. Did you hear what that guy just said?" And I was like, "No, what?" She's like, "He told me that his truck just broke down and he had to walk 5 miles to get here." And I was like, "Oh, well," I'm like, "You're not gonna believe this, but I'm walking across the country." She's like, "Nuh-uh." And then I was like, I just told her that. So she's like, "Oh my God, here, those Gatorades are free." And I'm just like, "I don't know if you can do that, but that's fine with me.
I'm taking your word for it."
Yeah, that's fine.
Then he turned and looked out the window and said, "Boys, this one's got free Gatorades."
Yeah, and then everybody, the whole town just ran
six
in.
Six clowns ran in, started grabbing
out of their little cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so she gave me a bunch of free Gatorade. And then there was also a buffet, breakfast bar thing, in the gas station. You know it's good, but I was like, "I don't know if I want that." But she was like, "Hey, if you want breakfast and stuff," because I just started walking that day, she's like, "enjoy yourself, have whatever you want." So I did, even though I was kind of skeptical and worried I was going to have stomach aches for the rest of the day. Yeah. But it ended up being okay.
You hear that guy? He had to walk 5 miles.
that's what, when she said that, I was like,
His car broke down. He walked 5 whole miles, sir. Sympathize with me for him.
It's just funny because I'm dirty and I have a beard and long hair, and I just pulled up with my cart.
Yeah,
but
she definitely thought you were homeless, transient, probably. Ready to rob her.
Yeah, but even then, that would still mean I walked more than 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to brag. I don't want to brag. I don't want to be that guy. But yeah, I walked more than that. So I went out to the truck driver, and as he was walking back to his truck, I just said, "You loser." And I just I just spit on him and flipped him off. And I said, "I walk more than this every day."
Uh-huh.
I said, "Get a job." He had one.
Yeah, he had a job.
But I just wanted to make him feel as low as possible.
Right. He's actually, "I'm actually the city planner."
Yeah, I don't give a crap about that shit.
If you guys can't tell by this recording, Rob is exhausted. He hasn't slept for 42 hours.
That's not true. But I've been getting less sleep, or whatever it's called.
It's all good, though, but he did fight that guy.
Oh, that guy is dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
That guy is dead. By fighting, if you mean that I stabbed him a bunch of times, then yeah.
It's a fight.
It was for him.
There were just lethal implications.
It was a fight to the death.
Right.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't murder anybody. And
Thank you for clarifying. Our listeners suddenly just like, whoa.
Well, because I don't want them to think oh my God, free Gatorade and a fight to the death. No.
This guy's just clickbaiting.
Just the fight to the death is made up, but the Gatorade is real.
It was real. And that so was the breakfast.
That was free too.
So was the breakfast.
Yeah. No, she was really nice. And her husband / boyfriend, I don't know what it was, but he was there too. And I ended up sitting there and talking to him while I ate and stuff. And then I packed up my stuff, took a couple more Gatorades for the road and then walked off. But the whole time, whenever I had to sleep on the side of the road in Missouri, dude, the spiders, not cool.
How big are they?
They're bigger than they should be. They're bigger than like I don't mind spiders that are yay big, and I'm showing an inch to
he's got a misconstrued depth of how big an inch is,
like that big, you know what I mean? but these were
it's a big enough spider to where you see it and say,
dude,
holy crap.
The banana spiders and stuff like that, the ones with the really long legs and shit, and they just look menacing.
They freak you out.
Yeah, that was, and then I always hated up setting up camp because it would be completely dark by the time I'm about to set up camp. And then I wouldn't know, I would just be setting it up, and then I hit a spider web. I'm like, oh my God, no, please, no. No, please, no, no.
No, 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 he would just go screaming off into the woods and forget his tent.
Dude, well, there are some days where I would be in my tent and you could just see the mosquitoes on the the window. Because I would open the window for some air, and then you would just see like hundreds of mosquitoes just sitting on the window.
Looking
like,
for your blood.
Oh, my God, you assholes. Like, with their little needle noses trying to stick it in. Yeah. So there's a lot of bugs and stuff in Missouri. And it was humid, but I'm used to the humidity because of
there's
Florida.
A lot of bugs out there in the wild. I think we should.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Let's go through them one by one.
Yeah.
So there's ants.
Starting with the aphids.
Okay.
Going alphabetical.
There you go. Ants is before aphids.
It is.
Okay.
So talk about your stupid ants.
Alphabetical. Anyways.
No, but seriously, that's something people don't think about because your typical stuff, your insects and crap like that you're going to see in your house or in your yard is not going to be that menacing. Out there in the woods.
Yeah, it was in the woods.
When they're not in your house. And
when they're all over.
Big enough for you to remember, right? There's more of them than there are you.
Yeah. It was, I mean, whenever I set up the tent, I always made sure there weren't any inside, like when I was climbing in and out, because I figured there might be some like on me. And then, when I pack up, I'd always make sure they weren't like on the tent or inside the tent.
Yeah,
but
pack
during the
that
day,
spider away for later.
Yeah, open it up.
Ah!
A bunch of them crawl out. Ugh.
What's that movie? Arachnophobia.
Phobia with John Goodman.
Yeah, my boy John Goodman.
Doesn't somebody in that movie turn into a spider?
Nope.
Yes, they do.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do. Wasn't there a big spider?
There was a big spider, but nobody turned into a spider.
What was the big spider then?
What do you mean? What was it? Was a big spider?
No, it was like a human-sized spider.
Nobody turns into a spider in Arachnophobia.
All right, then maybe I'm thinking of another movie.
You are. You're thinking of The Fly, where Jeff
Goldblum. I love The
Goldblum.
Fly. Jeff Goldblum. What did you say? Goldblum.
Goldblum.
Jeff Goldstein. No.
Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, I've seen The Fly. The Fly is not scary, but Arachnophobia. I could swear there was like a big. Maybe no one turns into a spider, but there's a big spider that's like the size of a human. I thought. So, what'd you find?
I found general spider screen time in Arachnophobia, 3 minutes, 31 seconds. Let's just glance through this, huh?
Go ahead. Let's see
where the... You know, we're going to get to the Goodman parts. No, that's a big spider.
Where?
That's probably what you're thinking of.
Yeah, I just know that they fight one at the end.
They do, and it's massive.
It's a big one.
It's like the size of a mastiff, a big dog.
Okay, well then that's what I was thinking of. That's fine.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But this is the spider they're showing here, which is obviously a tarantula of some sort, is the main shot-calling spider.
They used to think tarantulas were poisonous, but they're not.
No, they're just massive. Who is this? Jeff Daniels?
Jeff Daniels, isn't it? Yeah.
There he is, fighting a spider. God, Jeff, I believe in you. And here's the tense moment of the spider lazily crawling up his leg. And I think John Goodman ends up saving the day for this one. Yep, look at that. This is a good bit of screen time of Jeff Goldman or Jeff Goldman.
Jeff Daniels and Jeff Goldblum is the other one.
And that's how he beats the spider.
Dude, I don't like, but that's not like that doesn't freak me out. Tarantulas.
Wow. A lot of people who don't know this, spoiler alert, Jeff Daniels kills the spider by it walking up him very lazily, and he waits for the opportune moment to where the spider is over a 2x4, which the spider in the rest of the movie has crawled up people's pant leg and just bit him and they're dead.
Yeah.
And this one, he decided to make it last.
Yeah, make it
crawl
really
up his
slow.
Entire body.
Build that tension.
And then Jeff Daniels hits the 2x4. The spider then gets flown into a fire. Then immediately, whilst on fire, jumps out, starts crawling back after him.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Daniels sits up. Oh, no. And the spider that's on fire now, instead of walking lazily up to him, jumps straight up in front of his face. Jeff Daniels has a crossbow, shoots the flaming spider into the nest of spiders, burning down the barn and saving the day.
Which is almost exactly what I went through in Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With mosquitoes, though.
Right, right. There was a spider or two, though. They were on fire. Anyways, so maybe I was wrong about a person turning into a spider, but there was a big spider.
Well, you're an idiot.
I knew there was a big one. Okay, yeah, that's what it is. Anyways, so after the gas station and after all the nights of camping in spider-infested woods, there was one night where I was trying to reach Sykeston, which was like a town on the way to the Mississippi River. There's only a couple like smaller towns right after that. But mm-hmm. as I was heading to Sykeston, it was pretty late at night, and I think I was listening to, because I have the MLB app, I was listening to the Rays.
Baseball, yeah.
Yeah, the Rays were in the playoffs. So I was listening to a playoff game, and I was like, oh, this is passing the time. This is a good day of walking. I'm listening to them play and blah, blah, blah. And then it starts getting later, and it was like completely dark out. So I put on my reflective vest thing that construction worker gave me. I'm like, I'll wear this just because I'm walking on the side of the highway. But then my cart, when I got it repaired by that guy who helped me like fix yeah. the bearings and all that kind of stuff, well, the whole wheel just fucking broke at this point. So the left wheel just like snapped in half, and it just like the cart just fell, and I'm like on the side of the highway, and I'm like, crap. So like I put it back together. I try to like put it on there, but it's still like wobbling and it's not on there good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, all right, this is all right. But then I hit like these on the highway where it's just like bridges where there's no shoulder. So I'm like, I have to run across these. So I'm like, all right, it's not a big deal. So I wait for cars to drive by. It's completely dark. I just wait till I see the headlights.
Yeah.
Headlights go by. And then I got onto, usually I walked towards traffic, but now I was like, no, I'm going to walk with traffic because then I have a little bit more time to run across. I figured because the cars are going with me
you
rather
do.
Than towards me.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, so now I can see the cars further away. I'm like, I can do this. Well, I ran across one bridge, got across it. I'm like, all right, we're good. The wheel was still like really messed up. So then I get to the next bridge and I'm like, all right, I can do this. So like I start running across it and the whole thing just breaks and it falls apart. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it's just like scraping. And then I see like cars coming and I'm like in the middle of the street. So I'm like, oh no, this is something I never told my mom because I knew she'd be like,
oh my God,
Robert,
you were in the middle of the street.
I knew it. My nightmares have come true.
So I'm like in the road. It's like 9 or 10 at night, completely dark. I just see headlights coming towards me, and I'm like pulling my cart because it's like too heavy. I have like the gallons of water and all this, my backpack and the tent and everything. So I'm like pulling it, and I'm just trying to go faster, faster. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And finally I get like right across the bridge right before all the carts. It's like right past me. So I'm like,
Jesus.
All right. Well, that sucks. So I put my wheel back together. I had one more bridge to go across. I'm like, I can do this. So I like put it back together, and again, it like wobbled. But luckily, there was no cars the second time that were like close. So I just yanked it, and it was like screeching like as I was pulling it across.
Jesus.
So then I'm like, all right, I need a place. I'm like, this is a pretty big town, like compared to the other ones that I stayed at. So I'm like, I mean, they had a Walmart.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need to find like a place to like either fix this or do
or get
something.
A new cart.
Yeah, get
something.
A new cart. So I'm like, all right. So I looked up on my phone, and there's like a Days Inn, and there's like another motel or hotel, but they're like expensive. And then I saw an RV park. So I'm like, all right, the RV park's like a quarter mile from here. I'm just going to go to that one. So
yeah.
I slowly just with my wobbled wheel, like it still kind of went and didn't completely snap off. But I used that, and I got to the RV park. No one was there at night. Like in the office. So I just like picked a spot, set up my tent. And the next morning I talked to the guy who was working the front desk, and he said that, he's like, well, I get off around like 4. He's like, if you want, I'll drive you around. We can try to fix it at like a bike shop or something like that. So I'm like, all right, like that works for me.
Yeah.
So I spent the whole
next
day.
Else to be.
Yeah. I'm like, I need it. So, the whole next day he drove me around, and we actually went to a bike shop, and they're like, I was talking about like replacing the wheel, and they're like, if you have solid tube tires in there, we can't like, oh no, I'll tell you what we did. We went there and they're like, yeah, we can't fix like the bearings and the cart and stuff like that. I'm like, all right. I'm like, well, then I'm just going to go maybe see if I can buy a new one at Walmart, because that's where I bought that one. So I went to Walmart and they had one left.
And this got you from
it got me from
Washington.
Montana.
You got a whole new cart in Montana?
Yeah, because I didn't have the car. I had the backpack with the wheels.
I thought you just got the wheel. Oh, no. That's right.
So I had the cart from Montana to Missouri. So I'm like, all right, I need one more cart. So I'm like, I'm just going to buy another one. So I bought it. So then the guy who drove me, he's like, what you should do is just take that cart and then put your cart back into the thing and return it, like, return that card. I'm like,
that's a dick move.
Yeah, that's kind of a jerk move because I, like, they're gonna get it back and it has solid tube tires, a broken frame, it's got tears in the middle, like all this kind of stuff. I'm like, no, dick move, sir. So I'm like, nah, it's all right. So I'm like, I'm just gonna just replace it. So I got the new cart. I spent, you know, the day putting it together. The only problem was that it had the solid tube tires on it, which were a pain in the ass to get on. So I was like, all right, I want to put solid tube tires on them because I don't want them to pop while I'm on the side of the road because that's just going to be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So he drives me back to, like, the bike shop, and they're like, what do you want to do? I'm like, can I take the solid tube tires off of this one and put it on this one? And they're like, listen, we don't do solid tube tires anymore. They're like, they're way too hard to get off. Like, we'd have to break the frame and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I don't care about these frames. I just care about the new ones. They're like, no, like, it's going to take too long. So I'm like, all right, fine. So what I did was I went back to Walmart, bought some slime, which is like you fill your a tube up with air, and then you pour the slime inside.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to seal it and make it, like, tighter in case it ever pops, like the slime will continuously move around and stuff.
Yeah.
So I got that. So he, like, helped me. We, like, put the tires on, like, drained all the slime in both tires, filled them up, and then fixed up the cart. And then he made me, like, he brought me lunch and dinner, and then later on in the day, he was, because I was like, I'm just gonna stay, like, another night. He's like, that's fine, I won't charge you for the next night and stuff. He's like, but if you want, I'm going to have a beer later tonight. Like, I don't even think he owned the place,
yeah,
but he said he knew the owners and stuff. He's like, I'm just here. Because he left with me to go on the truck ride to, like, Walmart and stuff, and, like, no one was in the office. Like, he was like, let's just go. Like, he said he got off at 4, but, like, no one came in, and then he came back to work. So I think maybe it was a lunch break or some shit.
Yeah.
So then, anyways, we were sitting. I remember I had a beer with him, and we were just sitting in, like, this, like, garage that was, like, attached to the office and stuff. And I asked him, you know, because we talk about the small town stuff, like,
yeah,
how do people live in small towns? So he was, like, asking me about St. Pete, and I asked him about the towns. And I was like, you know, I keep walking through these small towns. I've met a lot of nice people. I'm like, but what do you do for fun? Like, what's this kind of stuff? Because I've asked other people that.
Yeah.
And he said, like, honestly, he's like, we drink and we go to the river. And I'm like, that's it? He's like, yeah. He's like, we take a couple of beers. Sometimes we go to the river. Sometimes we'll just go down to the lake. He's like, but a lot of times we just take beer and we go to the river. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, that's, yeah. I'm just not.
He's like, speaking of which, you want to go to the river?
Yeah, like.
Got a couple beers.
We got a couple of beers. Might as well head to the river. And he said that they go tubing down the river sometimes too. So I'm like, nice. That's cool. I don't know which river he was talking about. I don't think it's the Mississippi.
I don't know.
It's got to be.
Go down to the river.
I don't think he's tubing down the Mississippi River.
You never know, man.
It could be.
It's kind of a big river.
Yeah, it's a big river.
It's all right.
Seems a little dangerous.
Decent
There's a lot
size.
Of traffic and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, yeah, after that, so I stayed there for the night. And then the next day, my mom had sent me a care package to, I forget, whatever the small town is after Sykeston. So I was like, all right, I'm going to try to make it to Sykeston, get my stuff, and then head into Kentucky or Illinois, really. So I went to the town, and I went to the post office. They had it, but my mom, I remember asking her to send me a tent. I was like, because my other tent was starting to get, like, ripped and torn and stuff like that. So she bought me a tent, and I wanted to test it out. So, like, I...
What were you going to do if it didn't work?
No, because what she bought me was, she's like, hey, I bought you a tent, but I bought you one that's a pop-up tent. So it's really easy to set up. She goes, but the only problem is it's a pain in the ass to put back.
Oh, no.
So she's like, so test it out a couple times before you, like, because it's going to take a while to put it back in. So I'm like, all right. So I ended up getting a motel the next night, a really cheap one just on the side of the road in between towns. And it, like, a storm came through. So I'm like, all right, I'm glad I got this because now I got to test out the tent.
Right.
So, like, I open it up in the motel. I'm watching, like, the Rays game, just opening up my tent. And then, like, I literally spent probably 3 hours trying to put that thing back together. Eventually, I got used to it. But you had to twist and turn and snap it, like, just to get it back into the thing. Otherwise, like, if you didn't, like, combine it and push it together, it just kept flinging open. So I was like trying to get it into this stupid, it was like a spring big round thing. Tent. Yeah. And I'm trying to get it back into the sleeve. And at first I couldn't even get it in there. But finally, eventually I figured it out. It's a bunch of twists and turns and it was ridiculous. But what I'm trying to say is like now I stocked up. I had my beef jerky. She sent me some more dried fruit, some other random stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, well, I'm almost out of Missouri. So the next day, or actually when I was at
Comic-Con?
At Comic-Con San Diego, I learned. No, when I was at the post office getting that stuff the day before, this guy, he came up to me and he was asking me, he's like, hey, I seen you walking, like, where are you heading? And I tell him everything. He goes, oh, he's like, that's cool. He's like, are you going to cross the Mississippi over on this bridge, whatever it was called? I'm like, yeah, whatever one's on Highway 60. He's like, I just want you to know there's no shoulder at all. He's like, it's just two lanes
and
straight across.
How wide is the Mississippi?
Yeah. Yeah. Not only that, it was across the Mississippi, and then you go into Illinois, and then you cross from Illinois across into the Missouri River, across the Missouri River. So it's like the Missouri and the Mississippi meet at this like delta, like right there. So he's like, neither of those bridges have shoulders. He's like, and I see you have like that big cart. He's like, one time I walked across that bridge because I used to work over
there.
And
I got arrested.
And he's like, no, he said he hung on to the edge. Like he climbed up off the, like onto the curb slash wall, and he hung on to a pole to wait till all these cars went by because he was like blocking traffic and stuff. And I'm like, well, shit, that sucks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I don't know what I'm going to do, but when I get to that point, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So I'll say we can wrap it up here and I'll talk about how I got across the Mississippi and the Missouri River.
Tune in next week to find out how Robert crossed the river. It is.
You know what I mean?
It's very good.
Keep people wanting to know, guessing.
And you know what? It's on episode 40.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
40, dude.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
More than halfway.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. What are we going to do when it's all done?
We're going to make up a story.
Okay.
We're going to make up another story. Another?
Yeah. We're going to make up our first story. First story, Jack. Because all of this.
That's 800 minutes.
Of what?
Average of us talking about this.
That's a lot.
That's 40 times 20 minutes.
Wait, 80 minutes. Is how many 800 hours?
800 is how many hours?
60 minutes. Ooh, so then that's going to be like, you know.
That's 13 that's hours. It's half a day we've done.
13 hours. Okay. And I walked 6 months.
Yeah.
So
quit crying.
There's that. I don't know what I'm trying to like say, but.
No, I actually just think that 40 episodes is a really great deal. If anybody's been listening to us for all 40 of them, you're amazing. We love you. We're sorry for all the times that we get off topic and bullcrap a lot, but it really means a lot to us that you've chosen to tune in and listen to the story and listen to Rob tell us about this freaking crazy journey that he took across the country. So thank you. That's awesome. We should do something special for episode 40. I don't know what.
Okay.
But thank you so much. As always, Jack Austin, Robert Lamb, and we'll see you at episode 40.
This has been a Seven Lamb production.